Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today in Business from Wired.
You may get more EV options thanks to tougher emissions rules. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency proposed new tailpipe standards that would require electric vehicles to make up 2/3 of new car sales by 2032. By Ariane Marshall. Automakers have made plenty of promises about electric vehicles. General Motors, Ford, and Volvo, some of the more ambitious, have pledged to sell only zero-emissions cars by at least 2035. That's quite a commitment, as only 14% of new cars sold globally last year were electric, with the sale in the U.S. being half that. But a new proposal released by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently threatens to hold automakers to their electric big talk and to up the ante. The agency suggested tighter emissions standards that it calculates would require electric vehicles to make up 2/3 of new passenger vehicle sales by 2032, sending millions more EVs onto dealership lots. It also wants to toughen standards for heavy trucks, albeit less aggressively. During a media briefing Wednesday, EPA Administrator Michael Regan called the proposals, which would kick in 2027, the strongest ever federal pollution standards for cars and trucks. If enacted, the rules could prevent the release of almost 10 billion tons of carbon dioxide through 2055. The new pollution rules would operate by forcing automakers to ensure that each year between 2027 and 2032, the total emissions of all the vehicles they sell gets smaller. To meet those shrinking targets without slashing sales, manufacturers would have to offer a greener slate of vehicles. That could mean boosting fuel economy, offering more hybrids, or launching more cars powered by hydrogen or batteries. Consumers' booming appetite for EVs and the more than $1 trillion that automakers have earmarked for electrification suggests that building more battery-powered cars may be the industry's easiest path to cutting emissions. The proposals could become one of the Biden administration's most significant moves toward reducing air pollution and decarbonizing the U.S. transportation system, which is alone responsible for more than a quarter of the nation's greenhouse gas emissions. 2 years ago, a bipartisan infrastructure deal poured $7.5 billion into building a nationwide EV charging network so that drivers powered by plug might one day roam without fear of running out of power. Just last summer, the Inflation Reduction Act created new incentives for businesses thinking of electrifying their own fleets of cars and trucks and launched new tax credits rewarding companies that manufacture batteries in electric cars in the U.S. Automakers have complained that those new rules make it hard to build EVs that qualify for tax credits right now. But they have spurred new mining, battery building, and manufacturing projects in the U.S., the seedlings, the White House hopes, of a global car industry driven by the U.S. and not China. Dave Cook, a senior vehicles analyst with the Union of Concerned Scientists, says the EPA's proposal builds on those previous policies to make clear what is expected of automakers as the U.S. tries to curtail carbon emissions. "We've given them the carrot," he says. "Now here's the stick." What does that mean for drivers? If the EPA's tough new rules take effect, Americans should see many more affordable electric vehicles in dealership lots in the next decade. There are already an unprecedented 91 electric models available for sale in the U.S. today and 60 more coming by 2026, according to auto industry group the Alliance for Automotive Innovation. But the proposed EPA rules put serious pressure on manufacturers to produce more during a decade in which decisive action will be crucial to hitting most of the company's lofty 2035 emissions pledges, says Chris Harto, a senior energy policy analyst with the nonprofit consumer organization Consumer Reports. Conveniently, there's evidence that drivers would like to see a greater variety of EVs to choose from, Harto says. Consumers want the vehicles, and automakers aren't delivering them, Harto says. Consumer Reports' 2022 survey of U.S. consumers found that 71% of adults have at least some interest in owning an electric vehicle, a 350% increase in interest since 2020. Many electric vehicles, including Ford's Lightning pickup, Audi's e-tron line, and Rivian's R1T electric truck, have waiting lists that stretch from weeks to years. Amidst the supply crunch and demand crush, EVs sold through dealerships have been marked up by thousands of dollars. The average EV is still more expensive to buy than its gas-powered counterpart, though some auto industry experts predict they could reach cost parity by the end of the year. Less certain is whether the U.S. is ready to deliver and support a rush of new EVs. Supply chains, especially for critical battery minerals that may prove difficult to mine outside of China, will need more capacity. And even as the feds hand out money for charging infrastructure, there are plenty of challenges to be worked through before there are enough public chargers to support long-haul driving and enable people without a private garage to charge up. In many places, the electrical grid will need upgrading or adjusting if it is to power millions of cars. Electrification requires a massive 100-year change to the U.S. industrial base and the way Americans drive, the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, the industry group, wrote in a memo earlier this month that struck a skeptical tone on the prospect of tighter EPA rules. The group did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the proposed pollution rules. The agency's proposal will now be subject to months of public hearings and debates as environmentalists, auto lobbyists, and anyone else with a stake in one of the largest industries in the U.S. weighs in.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.